From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is calling on the Senate to pass key terrorism prevention legislation that would keep in place surveillance powers the National Security Agency uses to track terrorists. Mr. Obama called on the Senate to avoid a situation where the government could not track and prevent possible attacks.
I don't want us to be in a situation in which, for a certain period of time, those authorities go away and suddenly we're dark, and heaven forbid, we've got a problem where we could have prevented a terrorist attack or apprehended someone who was engaged in dangerous activity, but we didn't do so simply because of inaction in the Senate.
The NSA has been collecting Americans' phone records under a section of the Patriot Act that grants the U.S. government broad powers to thwart terrorist plots. A federal appeals court recently ruled the bulk phone collections program is illegal, and the Patriot Act is set to expire at midnight on Sunday. International Football Federation President Sepp Blatter has been re-elected to another four-year term, just days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. Blatter was seven votes short of the required 140 majority in the final round of voting, but his opponent, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, withdrew before a second round could be held. Afterward, Blatter thanked his supporters for their vote of confidence. The FIFA leadership vote came after a U.S. indictment this week led to the arrest of seven top football officials in Zurich. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist, designating the communist country as a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list, and the State Department says the move is only a first step in a long process before relations can be normalized. Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro in April, U.S. President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list as the two countries head toward opening diplomatic missions in Washington and in Havana. An Islamic State suicide bomber blew himself up outside a Shiite mosque in Saudi Arabia's predominantly Shiite eastern province on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports, at least three people were killed in the attack.
Amateur video showed worshippers shouting and screaming after the sound of the blast outside the Anoud Mosque in the eastern province city of Damam. Other video showed fire engulfing at least half a dozen vehicles in a car park outside the building as a thick cloud of black smoke filled the air. Arab media reported that the suicide bomber was disguised as a woman dressed in a black abaya and face veil. It was not immediately clear if the bomber was wearing a belt packed with explosives or if his vehicle was booby-trapped. Saudi Arabia's top religious official, Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, insisted that the blast was a crime and that those who were behind it would be punished. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot dead at least 20 bus passengers late Friday. The incident happened in the violence-hit Baluchistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses. They seized 35 captives. The buses were traveling to the southern port city of Karachi from the provincial capital of Quetta. The provincial interior minister told reporters that security forces have rescued five of the abductees and have surrounded the mountainous area to hunt down the kidnappers and recover the remaining passengers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the violence. The U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015 as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product declined at an annual rate of 0.7% during the first quarter. The news sent stocks lower on Wall Street. European stocks were also down, while Asian trading was mixed. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.